It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, welcome to Speak Out. I am Paul LaVoy, along with Brother Jim Russell in the co-host seat.
Yes, indeed. Good day to you.
I am neither a barfly nor a pugilist, by the
way. Contrary to popular rumor.
Although I've been known to box some ears off. I'm not a professional boxer. I have called professional boxing, though.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Announced. Long. It was one of my first play-by-play announcer gigs.
Well,
and was pro boxing at the Riverside many, many, many years
my
ago.
Gosh.
Yeah, over 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't doubt you now. You get gained great credibility with me with the vast knowledge you displayed of rodeos. I had no idea.
Yeah, but I'm not a rodeo announcer by any means. But no, there's another announcing gig. I will be announcing sometime soon. Not trying to do a play on words. But we'll be coming out with the news sometime very soon. It's a play-by-play job, and people throughout the tri-state area will be able to hear it. But I don't believe it will be on the radio.
Ooh.
It'll probably be streaming. So yeah, but it's one of those things. You're like, wow, I had no idea that I was that much well thought of.
Oh my!
It's very flattering. And
so you're saying they don't know you?
Huh? No, they know me. And no, I just can't. I can't say anything
okay.
yet. It's not finalized.
Well,
but it's definitely in motion. I've got schedules.
Ooh.
And I've got dates and conflict dates cleared those. And so anyway, it's big news that's coming. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. And again, it's Monday, March 25th, 2024. On the phone, we have District 3 Mojave County Supervisor Buster Johnson on the line. How are you, sir?
Just wonderful this morning. Hope you guys are doing good.
I'm still amazed by the quality of this phone line.
Yes.
This is not our normal phone line that the listeners call into. This is a separate line that only our guests call into. So, and if he wasn't on speakerphone, you would think he would be in the studio.
Uh-huh.
We've had other guests on this phone before. I think you've been here.
Sure.
And then Daryl, and I can't remember his last name, the representative from Calvary Baptist Church is going to be on and talking about the Crossroads Classic Car and Bike Show that's coming up on Saturday, April 6th. Have you heard about this event?
I have only tiny bits.
It's completely free.
Yeah.
The food. I wasn't going to be in Vegas, they better bring more food. That's all I got to say. So, you know, when my pronouns are he, him, and hungry, right?
Yes, indeed.
Well, I go to that
throw car. A car show in and free.
Right.
It makes a good mix for the day.
And Saturday, I don't know what you did, but we had that Earth Day cleanup all over town, and I was with Kiwanis cleaning a section in front of Staples on Highway 95. And I don't know if you saw all the blue bags out there.
Did you personally fill a bunch?
No, I filled two.
Wow, good for you.
I filled two, and those are big bags.
Yeah.
Big, thick bags. So I filled two. A lot of people, I would say there's 30 to 35 bags out there. Just,
wow.
Yeah.
And that's
a lot
just
of them stacked
from
up.
Your Kiwanis?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good for you guys.
And then I saw some up the road past the airport. And, yeah, the whole community apparently got into it. So that was pretty cool. And then I went over to the Camaros versus Mustangs car show.
Uh-huh.
That was at Blonzy's.
Uh-huh.
And saw Melissa over there, showed off my shirt. She goes, nice shirt. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it should be. You're my new best friend. So that was fun. Saw some really cool looking. And I saw the Blonzy.
The blonde Z, her yellow Z car.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the topper on the whole thing was my breakfast. I had that.
Am I right?
I had the
am I right? Is that
I
the
had
best breakfast?
The NW Northwest Loco Moco.
Uh-huh.
You know what that is?
No.
Well, Loco Moco is a Hawaiian dish. It's rice on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Then you have a hamburger patty. Then you have an egg. And then you have gravy on top of the whole thing. But they replaced the rice with hash browns.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it was really good. It was good. It was very good.
I'm a big fan of their breakfast.
I'm a big Loco
Moco
fan. I am. So, and my favorite is hamburger patty and eggs. That's my favorite breakfast. So, anyway, there's my eating habits.
Yeah. So but that was anyone who wants, they can deliver breakfast for you.
And then you can blame the rain on me because I got a pretty good, I got a car wash over at Car Toys, who's one of our sponsors over on KJJJ, 102.3. So
you brought the rain on, you got a shiny car, and got it rained on.
You got to shop local, especially when they're a sponsor. So you got to take care of them. Even if they're not a sponsor on this program, they are on the Radio Central station. So anyway, I went to Mojave Valley for practice yesterday, and it rained, like real rain.
Oh.
I don't know if we got it here.
We
got real rain in the valley, in Mojave Valley. So,
We attended the last Jesus Christ Superstar at Grace Arts.
How was it?
It was fabulous. It was fabulous.
I bet it was.
They do a great thing up there. Great for the community. Great for kids to have that.
There was a longer-haired gentleman who sang in the Follies, who I believe was in Jesus Christ Superstar. Roger had told me that. I don't know which part he played.
Uh-huh.
Probably the lead, the big guy himself, right?
The lead was brought in from California.
Oh, so this, okay. So,
but there were a couple of locals did a spectacular
singing. He's one of them. So, anyway, I heard that was going to be a really, really good production.
And my understanding that all but the first night were completely sold out with waiting lists.
Oh, I bet.
It was fabulous.
I bet.
Great show. Grace.
Grace does a great job over there.
Yeah.
Grace Ann Echeverria Jacobs.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, Ed Jacobs' wife. So there you go. All right, Buster, I got a email the other day from your office, a little self-promotion about this Quad State Local Government Authority appointment, but it's nothing new to you, right?
No. It's not an appointment. It's an election, but...
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's... No, I've been there. I've been the chair for 16 years now.
Oh, my.
So what does the Quad State Local Government Authority do?
We serve as a platform for critical issues referring to or relating to natural resources, land management, and regional development. By working together, then we can create a positive impact on the communities, that we all represent. And it brings in... like we do quite a bit with San Bernardino. Especially with, we're involved in a lawsuit over the Joshua Tree, which we were able to win. So many times there's a threat to, like Mojave County, and if we can bring in San Bernardino, throw their weight around, or Nye County, these other guys, it just works a lot better to show that, hey, it's just not a one county issue or one state issue. And that's helped us out tremendously because then we can use, California legislatures, Utah legislatures, Nevada legislatures, get those guys involved with our legislators at the federal level to help, change things that are being proposed.
That's fun. I don't know if you know this, Jim, but between San Bernardino County, Nye County, Nevada, and Mojave County, Arizona. Those are three of the biggest counties in the United States, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they are.
That's what I thought. I knew Nye was huge, and San Bernardino might be even bigger. So, yeah, I knew we were in pretty good company there with the big boys. So tell us about this lawsuit with Joshua Tree. What's that all about? Is that part of the Mojave National Forest?
Right, yeah. They were trying to, you know, just like they do with everything else with the tortoise. You know, that was one of our first reasons we got involved with, you know, restricting land travel and land use on federal land. And they were trying to do it with, you know, making it the endangered species and everything. And we were able to get that stopped. And it's still, we've got a little bit because there's still some time for, they extended the period for people to file against the ruling. Uh-huh. But we feel pretty confident that it's going to stop. And if they would did it there, you know, we have a lot of Joshua trees in Mojave County. And if they'd have come up here, then, you know, you can't cut one down if you own land or, you know, you can't move anything, so it could be in the middle of your property. Now you can't use your property, and just those personal property issues, and then obviously the taking away of federal lands that you know, for the public to use, that really concerns us.
What are your priorities for this session? Once you bang the gavel for the new session for this government authority.
Well, we're putting together our plan now to see what we're going to be working on this time. You know, it depends on the legislation that comes down from the federal government and what the local counties want to put forward. So right now we have no agenda set up. Our next meeting will set up for what we want to be working on. And we also have Quad State through Mojave County. We have them represent us on the Lower Colorado Multi-Species program that's, you know, down in the Parker area. And, you know, that's hundreds of millions of dollars that have been spent down there, probably over $1 billion by now, you know, on restoration and those things. So it's a pretty involved process and keeps everybody busy. We had our director had, you know, passed away unexpectedly. So, you know, getting a new director put in place and keeping everybody on board, it's hard to do. And you can imagine with having, you know, the different states and the different elected officials and getting everybody together on time. And they've all been good about, you know, making the meetings and participating. And, you know, anytime we have questions or need support, everybody's been real good about participation.
Is this something where county supervisors, like from other counties in Arizona, are on this board, or are there other elected officials?
No, it's all county supervisors. We do have, like, you can... Ridgecrest, the city of Ridgecrest in California,
right.
they're not a voting member, but they're on. We have a set formula for how much dues are, and so they pay the minimum dues to be a part of it. They don't get a voting right, but because a lot of their area around their city, you know, brings in tourism and other activities, you know, they want to have a voice, so... Instead of being, you know, a small city trying to fight the big federal government, they come in with us. And now that we've, you know, Quad State's been around for 25 years now, we have a good reputation at the national level, you know, and you can walk into anybody's office by saying, hey, we're here from Quad State, and they've always, obviously already heard of it, you know. So that gives you, you know, longevity, gives you some kind of credibility.
Oh, how about that? I know where Ridgecrest is. It's near a town called Lone Pine, and it was named appropriately. There you go. All right, let's talk about the ARPA funds. We talked before the show about some federal funding going to the local DAV offices. Tell us about that.
Well, the DAV office, they'd ask. It's been a few years ago. They're looking for a permanent location that they could call their own. And so we made a little portion available to the county building over on College Drive available to them, and they run their buses out of there and provide all their services. And they really need a little more space because they have no private room to do the interviews with people who are seeking assistance from the DAV. And, you know, people don't want to be in the small room they have now with, you know, secretaries doing their work and other people waiting around telling people what their problems might be. So we're looking to expand that. Just, it's not very much room we're going to do to make them a small room where they can go in and have privacy and before the people to tell them what their problems are and to seek the help that they can get. So I think it's a really good move to expand that. And at the same time, you know, they will be paying the county back, you know, on a square footage rental space for that space. We're not just, you know, giving it to them free, but we are making it available to them. And so that way they wouldn't have to look for someplace else to go or ask everybody to step outside while they do their interviews.
Does that take this comes from your share of the county's ARPA funds, correct?
Yes.
So does that take your balance down to zero, or is there still money left, and how long do you have to spend it?
I still got a few million bucks left in the ARPA.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk off the air.
And
what happens to that money if it goes unspent?
It goes back to the federal government, who I'm sure will spend it wisely. But
I trust them with my money.
Yeah, we plan on, you know, trying to get, you know, programs in place. I've kind of used the ARPA money that I've had for things to offset what our local tax dollars would pay for. You know, I've used it for making us independent on our communications with cyber, with internet. You know, we got a dedicated line going from Kingman to Havasu to the Bullhead, Mojave Valley, you know, so that we don't have to worry about going with a private company, so we can, you know, with their problems, we're set up, especially if we're in case of emergencies. Looking at, just went out for the bid on redoing the restroom facilities and the plumbing at the library.
Right.
Put together automated kind of a bookkeeping setup for the clerk of the board, so that make things easier for the public to, you know, transmittal stuff through them, and then for the public to get, you know, like our agendas and those sorts of things, through procurement to update their system so that procurement is, you know, into the 21st century, and then that saves us money on doing the procurement procedures, because right now they kind of have a tickler file, and then they've been missing dates when things need to be, you know, re-upped, you know, or extend the contracts and those sorts of things. So just trying to do things that will offset having to use local tax dollars to pay for those, so then that frees up a little bit of the local tax dollars to do things that we need to do.
All righty. We're going to take a short break. Go to some Johnny Cash, one of my favorites, Cocaine Blues. Remember that one?
Of course.
That's a great song. All right. We're with District 3 County Supervisor Buster Johnson, also our show co-host on Mondays, Brother Jim Russell.
Yes, indeed.
He's always got the DSM gear on, man.
That's right. Always. Well, I'm always working.
I know. Wonder what Social Security says about that. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Drinking the fill and walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, "Well, Ellie, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down." Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a war, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
Yeah, comb your hair, Brother Jim.
Very good.
You got, I wouldn't say you have less hair, it's just short. You went really short on us.
Yeah, this is my usual, well, I just don't cut it very often.
Really?
When I do, it's always this length.
Huh. Well, I got a great hair cutter, so.
Yes, you do.
She kind of works for you. You seen the video updates from her?
From
Seligman?
On their Seligman
yeah.
house. Not recently.
It's awesome, man. They should have a TV show. Pretty cool. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Talking about Shauna and Gary, by the way.
Yes.
About the house up in Seligman. I don't know if it was a steal, but they're sure recovering a lot of treasures.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by Patio Paradise. Just meets all the cuts all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City by Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. We figured you're like 53 years older than Salmon's.
Probably.
And our newest sponsor, Blonzi's Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills, where steaks are just the beginning. They also feature the Prius and all-veggie sandwich. And don't forget, we stream live in our archives. If you want to hear this one in its entirety, not sure why you would. No, I'm kidding. KNTRTalk.com. There's only one person who's possibly challenges you. It's Roger Galloway. So, I don't know. What do you think, Buster? Who's older, Roger or Brother Jim?
I don't know. You know, hard to figure that one out.
Yeah.
I hope he's not listening because he's going to shoot me a text and then come down and shoot me, literally. All right. Welcome back to the show. District 3 County Supervisor Buster Johnson's our guest. And Jim's got a question. I'm not taking credit for this one.
Well, I'm just curious. Is there anything going on with the fairgrounds? We don't hear much about it down in Havasu and... There was all that stuff going on and changes and things. What's new in the fairgrounds?
Well, the newest thing they've got on our agenda coming up, now that you mention it, is they want to take parts of the exhibition halls and make them into pickleball courts.
Really?
Wow.
Sounds like less maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you do when it's fair time?
Hold on. What was that, Jim? I'm sorry. What was that, Buster?
I'll have to look into it. This is the first I've heard of it. You know, it just came out on the agenda, and they're partnering with the Kingman Pickleball Association or somebody to try it out. And you know, they've got some numbers figured out, but I don't know. You know, with our exhibition halls, if that's you know, it's a fairground. I don't know that it's a pickleball court. So I guess we're going to have to, you know, discuss that to see exactly where we are.
Oh, so we're thinking indoor pickleball court.
Oh.
Indoor, yes.
Indoor. That's different.
Yeah, I pictured taking them down.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work, but that's an interesting concept. I didn't know pickleball was that big. In Kingman, but I hear it's getting big everywhere, so I don't know.
Sure sounds like. I was surprised. I mean, it's huge here in Havasu, and I guess it's spreading everywhere.
Problem is, what happens when the fad goes away?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Then you're stuck with a bunch of pickleball courts. That's my thought. I don't know. And now I'm going to get some hate mail.
The Pickleball Association will
right,
get
right, right, right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because, you know, every park that we have now, they're putting in pickleball courts. Okay, that's great. But what happens when that fad goes away? So, I don't know. It seems like every time the government gets a whole pot of money, people find a reason to spend it. Right, Buster?
Yeah. They put up together a little cost analysis, and you know, of course, with that we're going to make a little money at the end of the year. But you know, that's only a forecast, and they want to start small. I think with one or two little courts, and you know, if it does show promise, they want to expand it. It looks like a good plan they have proposed, but I just don't know that you know the fairgrounds exhibition hall is the place to put it.
Yeah, I'm thinking City Park. Someplace more accessible to neighborhoods. There is a neighborhood around there, but I don't know. I mean, what do we know? We're not in that
division.
We're
not pickleball players.
Well, no, we're not in the parks division. Had to get Jeremy Palmer on to talk about that, I guess. Anything else, Buster, while you're thinking about it?
That's pretty much what's going on.
Oh, that's great. All right. I got a boy named Sue for you. Not literally, but the song. Jim's identifying as a boy named Sue today. All right.
Okay.
Appreciate you being on the line. Later. We'll talk to you next month.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, again, District 3 County Supervisor Buster Johnson. And we'll come back and talk about the Crossroads Classic Car and Bike Show at Havasu Speedway.
That's all free.
Right up there in the left-hand corner.
Free,
free event. Free food. You have me at free food, man.
Yes.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty, mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Jim, who's the lead singer on that?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Who's the band? The Beach Boys.
Beach Boys, yeah.
So it's Mike Love.
Yeah.
Period. Then you got one of the high harmonies is, Al Jardine. And anyway, we got a car show coming up, so I had to put on car show music,
yep.
Right? All right.
I'll probably have some 409s added.
What is that the motor?
Yeah, it's an engine.
That's what I thought.
That was
okay.
A big block hyper.
Don't laugh at me. I know a few things, but I don't know. I mean, I've seen a 409.
Well, that's all right. You know rodeo.
Who makes it?
A Chevrolet. GM.
Chevrolet. Oh, it's a GM 409?
Yeah.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu style dining, live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Is that a short block? A V8?
Well, a short block is just a term for not the complete engine.
Right.
But the 409 is a complete engine.
Should be. It's big enough. All right. By Springburg Wealth Management, also Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And don't forget to buy local, or it's buy local. And don't forget about those self-service doggy washes,
yes,
as well. That's Jim's favorite at
That's
Dorita's
right.
Place.
That's right. Take your doggy there. Hook them up on the conveyor belt.
Right. Daryl Warren is our guest. Pastor Daryl Warren from Calvary Baptist Church. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you guys are having me this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Your PSAs start today, too, by the way, on all three of the Radio Central stations for the Crossroads Classic Car and Bike Show. Easy for me to say.
Right.
Now, I'm listening to this PSA, and I'm thinking, okay, that's free. It's the one time I can walk into the Speedway, and it's free.
Exactly.
What in the world? Everything's free?
Yeah,
Did you guys lose your minds?
No.
And this is on April 6th, the Saturday.
That is correct.
Not this Saturday, but the following.
Yeah, this Saturday after this weekend coming up, which is Easter weekend this coming now.
How do you keep it all free?
You know, we are part of a body of church that really wants to do things in the community here in Lake Havasu. And we like to give a lot of free events, just like we do the Halloween situation down on Main Street. You know, even if you're not a part of our congregation, if you're having some hard times, you can come to our church, because that's what the church is supposed to be for. You know, it's supposed to be for the community. It's not something that the government was supposed to be doing for us back in the day. It was always come to the church. You know, find your foundation in the church and in Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Right. Mm. Wonderful.
Well, I was just going to inquire. Everybody can see your gigantic, lovely facility from the highway.
Oh,
is your congregation as large as that would indicate?
It actually is. We are actually in the part of having a limitless program where we are growing, having to add a mezzanine, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, within the facility that you see down there on Sweetwater, because we are growing. We also have a brand new building that is coming up in existence in Parker, Arizona, as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So God definitely has his hands on Calvary, and we're trying to be obedient to his word and make sure that we are being here for the community, because that's what running a church is all about.
I'm pretty familiar with the Alpha program. Is that still going on?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, we're just starting up Alpha right now. We're taking sign-ups for Alpha. And it's a good place for people to come if you have questions. If you're not sure if there is a God or believe in Jesus Christ, it's a good place where you can just kind of throw out whatever it is your belief system is. And we're here just to help facilitate that. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a live radio show, the Alpha radio show here for a while.
Oh.
On KNTR Talk. It was on Sunday nights. And, yeah, it was, I hosted it a few times, so I'm pretty familiar with that program. So,
okay, awesome.
Very, very cool. What do you do over there? What are your pastoral duties there?
A lot of my pastoral duties is the first function I have is I, kind of head up the, prayer team. So we have, actual prayer, lay hands on you prayer after every service. You can come down front. Or you can fill out an actual prayer card, and I will actually give you a phone call or email, whatever way you leave the information for me to contact you. And not only myself and the prayer team is praying for you, that, but our entire staff. And we totally believe in prayer because we believe that God answers prayer. That's definitely our connection with Him is through prayer.
Right.
And also through our actions.
Tell us about, okay, let's switch over to the car show for a minute.
Sure.
Havasu 95 Speedway, Saturday, April 6th.
That's correct.
How in the world is all of this free and what's being offered?
I want to say this. I just feel like we are a blessed community. We're a blessed church that we want to do outreach, okay? And this is an outreach program where we get to actually do something, you know, Havasu. Come on, how many
classic cars?
Exactly.
Yeah.
How many car enthusiasts, how many classic cars do we see as we see these people building garages after garages, right? And they're not just putting boats in there, right? They're putting all these classic cars. So we like to put on events that can reach people that probably may not walk into a church door, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, we want to try to be there and open up the doors of showing them that, you know, as believers, we like to have fun still, you know? We get to still live life, you know? We're not painted in a box that a lot of people think that we should be in.
Right,
but
right.
We're not. Yeah, we enjoy life, and it is free. It's our 16th annual.
Wow.
And we're even going to give away free hot dogs, okay, at the facility, and free bottles of water. And it runs from 9 to 1 o'clock. If you have a classic car, you're more than welcome to enter your classic car, which is also free.
Gee.
Right. And we ask that you be there, though, at 7 a.m. to get your car registered. And we also have prizes for different categories.
What are some of the events that are going to be happening at this car show? Are you going to do a blessing of the vehicles?
We're not necessarily doing a blessing of the vehicles. We will have our chaplain team up. So if you are in seek of prayer, or you just
want Pastor Chad?
Pastor Chad will not be there as far as doing the praying, but we have an entire chaplain team.
Okay? I got you.
Pastor Chad always does show up, though. We're always blessed.
He's been on the show before.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yeah,
he's always at the show. He always makes an appearance. A lot of times he will open up the prayer for the entire car show. So, yeah, he's always involved. That's one thing I really love about this congregation is being the largest congregation here in Lake Havasu, Pastor Chad is really involved on the ground level.
Right.
Where a lot of times you see a lot of churches of this magnitude, and you don't really get to know the senior pastor. You know, kind of hides out back in the green room or sets himself on the pedestal, and that's not him, seriously. And that's one of the reasons that I chose to come there is because of his personality and his outreach ability.
Wonderful. Very nice. They're lucky to have you, I can tell.
Yeah. So where at the Speedway is the car show in the Speedway parking lot or in the Speedway pit area?
It's an actual entire Speedway. You know, it's an oval. So
inside
the Speedway itself,
cool.
Yes. And last year we had up to about 365 vehicles.
Whoa.
We actually had to turn vehicles away. So what we've decided to do this year is, in previous years, we've just allowed whatever year car kind of be involved in this. But we're doing 1999 and older. So if any of us were born 1999 and older, we're considered classics.
Oh, wow. Well, we know Jim's vintage.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Jim's more vintage than classic.
Well, I'm probably not too far behind him, you know. So yeah, we're really looking forward to a great turnout, and it's a good place for people just to invite people to come out and enjoy mm-hmm. the classic cars and just enjoy a nice day out, you know, a nice Saturday. The weather looks like it's going to cooperate with us, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy, and summer's upon us early.
Yes.
It seems.
Yes.
Any awards or anything
yes,
like that?
Yes, there are awards for different things, like there's categories that they
sure.
have, you know, for different cars and different makes, like they'll have a Corvettes and things of that nature. So yeah, there are awards that are given out at the end of the show. There's also a great thing. It's also a outreach where we are actually donating money, like we have a 50-50, if you will. And half of that proceed goes directly to Faith and Grace, okay?
Okay.
Which is an organization here for battered women, which mm-hmm. is a fantastic thing to support. So yeah, we always choose an outreach program that we can bless along the way. And, you know, it's also good because we partner with a lot of restaurants here that give certificates and baskets that you can win along the way. Like Chagrou's is a big supporter of things mm-hmm. we do. Some of the Jiffy Lube type situations here okay. in town also. So that's always good to get the community involved.
How has the outreach effort worked in the past? Do you bring in a lot of new parishioners?
I believe that a lot of people get to see that, you know, going to church isn't just going to church, that there's mm-hmm. things that we do outside of church that are fun.
Sure.
You know, things like the car show, like the bike blessing that you alluded yes. to earlier, that the Iron Hose or Saints do. So there's a motorcycle club within Calvary. Uh-huh. There's a lot of things going on at Calvary. You know, you got to come check us out if you ever have. Let me give a plug in there for
yeah.
that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And a good way to start is to come to the car show.
Exactly. It's a good
come
way to
the car show, yeah. enjoy the cars, and all and get a hot dog.
And get a hot dog. You know, you might even get a chili dog, I hear.
Oh.
Now he's
chili.
You know?
Jim, if you had something to enter, what would you enter? I like your big truck,
yeah,
your custom truck.
But that's the most street rod of my collection.
Okay.
Describe that truck.
Yeah, what year is that truck?
Well, it's a 54
How
Chevrolet.
How many years is it? That's the point.
It's a 54 Chevrolet cab over truck made into a crew cab with an extended bed on a late model Chevrolet four-wheel drive, one-ton chassis.
Really? Now, yeah. did you do all this work yourself?
Actually, the majority of it, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in your garage or...
Well,
you have a shop that you work out of?
Yeah, I'm sort of, so we say, semi-professional. I've
okay.
been in motorsports and race vehicles all of my life.
Very nice.
So, and I sort of set out to build the ultimate street rod for my business purposes
right.
as I produce events, and that was
so you're going to allow us to
truck.
See this vehicle and you're going to enter it? Come on, bring it down.
Yeah,
let it be
do
a part
that.
Of this show. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave you a brochure with a registration form attached to it, and we'd love to see you bring that.
You guarantee
in.
Me that chili dog?
I guarantee you that. And you know what? I'll even throw in a bottle of water.
Okay.
We,
right.
we
now
would
we're
love
talking.
To see you there, though.
Right. How many cars now? 300? Are you getting entries now, and how do people enter?
Last year, if you want entry now, there's a point where you can come online at calvaryaz.com mm-hmm. and just click on events, and you should be able to see Crossroads Car Show, okay? And then if not, you can give a phone call to either myself or Ben Stiller, and we can make sure that you get a registration form. And better yet, if you just want to show up early at 7 a.m. at the racetrack, mm-hmm. you can fill out a registration form right then and there, and we will have people parking you and allowing you to come in and park your vehicle. And it's just a great event. It really
yeah.
is. And it's easy. It's easy to enter. We're not going to make it difficult for
right,
someone
right.
to bring their car.
Yeah, the form's about as simple as it could be. And,
perhaps,
I think you meant Dick Stiller. Dick's
yes.
a major player in the street rod community.
Yeah, he really is.
In Havasu.
Comes
yes.
So you know Dick?
Oh, I know Dick well.
Do
yes.
you know his wife also, Kathy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and they have some really fine vehicles.
They
that
do,
they,
indeed.
Yes, they do. I've been trying to get Kathy to let me drive that blue one of hers. You know, she keeps telling me no.
Exactly. What are some of the other programs offered by Calvary that people might want to get involved in?
You know, one of our really big flagships is, I would say, Celebrate Recovery. Celebrate Recovery is it's not just about drug rehab or drug rehabilitation, but it's about anyone that may be having some concerns or problems with any type of hurt, habits, or hang-ups. And we have a program that runs every Monday night at 6:30 p.m., okay, and that's at our Calvary facility, and it's head up by Pastor Patrick Bowen, unbelievable individual that, you know, we just love to bring people into a realization of looking inside.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
We always feel like when walking with Christ, it's not an outside job, it's an inside job. It's dealing with our inner feelings, you know, our hurts, our habits, our hang-ups, things that we've gone through maybe in an earlier part of our life that we tend to still hang on to.
Sure.
And it doesn't allow us to live a freer life that Christ wants us to.
I'm not familiar with the program firsthand, but I do know people who have gone through it, and it does offer tools for living.
Yes, so, it does.
Yeah,
it,
absolutely.
Yeah. It helps you reacclimate yourself with normal society. You know, like we have a lot of people that come out of the prison systems and things of that nature or come out of a drug rehab system, and we want to make sure that they can succeed. Okay, and the way to succeed is to get around a group of people that are willing to be there for you and help support you, and you also get to see that you're not the only one.
Right.
You know, because you just look at the ratio of people that go to prison and turn around and go right back to prison. And we want to try to stop that.
Oh, it's interesting. Yeah. What about Sundays? When are your service times?
Okay. Service times normally are this. We have a traditional service, which is more of the hymns, things like that, which is at 8 o'clock at our McCulloch location, which is 1605 McCulloch, and then our suite.
That's McCulloch South.
That's McCulloch South, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Let's stipulate that. You're right.
Yeah, thank you.
And then we have our big campus, as you alluded to, which is everyone sees down on Sweetwater with the kind of copper roof, which we have three services there. We have a Saturday night service at 5 p.m., and then we have a Sunday at 9:30, and then the last service is at 11 o'clock.
What about Easter service this
Easter
coming
service,
Sunday?
Easter service, same exact times, except we're adding one additional service on Saturday at 3:30 p.m.
Oh, wow.
And we want everyone to come out and experience Easter with us and Resurrection Day, what it's really all about. It's not about a bunny.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
You know.
Talk about the reason for the season, right?
Come on. Yeah, you know, we
absolutely.
Like to keep it real there.
Right.
You know, and we like to love on children, and we have a great children's program. So if you have kids, we have a child care, and they will get a lesson also at that time. So yeah, bring your kids out.
How much bigger turnout wise is Easter weekend than the rest? I imagine it's a pretty good turnout.
It is. It is a very, very big turnout, because you know you have that crowd that may not traditionally go to church on
that's
a regular
the day
basis.
They go.
You know, they call them CEOs, Christmas Easter only.
Ah, okay. I hadn't heard that. That's very good.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah.
So yeah, but you know what? We want that crowd to come nevertheless, and hopefully that as they come, maybe on Christmas, on Easter, that they will make it a more of a regular basis, you know, where they're coming on all the time. We also have an online service, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. So you can go online and watch any one of our services, which is nice, you know, because we have some of our folks here in Havasu that aren't able to travel.
That's calvaryaz.com?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And what about the kids? The whole family goes for Easter,
yes.
Of course. Where do the kids go as well, or do they go to Sunday school there?
They go to Sunday school.
Okay.
We have a separate Sunday school just set up for that. And as I mentioned, Pastor Patrick Bowen, who heads up Celebrate Recovery, his wife, Julianne Bowen, heads up our children's ministry.
Okay.
And it's fantastic. It really is. It's something to, I have a godchild here that loves to go to Sunday school.
Wow.
I mean, every Sunday, she can't wait to get up to go.
Yeah,
so it's awesome. It's just an awesome experience that we try to give our kids and our families.
Oh, that's
so
very
that,
cool.
So that the grown-ups can enjoy church without, you know, having the kid nagging on them and something. We have
that's
a program.
That's exactly why I asked.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So, again, it's the Crossroads Classic Car and Bike Show. And it is the Saturday after this one. It's Saturday, April 6th. Registration at 7 a.m. Show from 9 until 1 p.m. Go get some free hot dogs, free drinks, free water anyway.
That's right, free
water.
I'm
sure there'll be a lot of other stuff out there.
Yeah,
too.
And remember, the entry is free. So just come out and enjoy yourself and look at some nice classic cars that a lot of our folks here in Havasu have in their garages.
That's awesome. Daryl, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Yeah, no problem. Did we miss anything? Did you want to get anything else out there?
I think we kind of said everything. Yeah, I think everything's good.
Okay, cool. Daryl Warren, our guest He is a pastor at Calvary Baptist Church. Brother Jim and myself will come back with a final shot in a moment.
Got it.
And good luck with the event.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for having me.
I wish I could go. I'm going to be in Vegas that weekend, so it's a birthday weekend.
Okay.
And the big 6-0 at that.
Well, enjoy yourself in Vegas, and maybe next year.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, you guys. God bless.
And God bless you, too. Back with more in a moment on Speak Out.
You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got.
She's got a competition clutch with a four on the floor. And she purrs like a kitten till the lake pipes roar. And if that ain't enough.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all.
So, Jim, if I wanna live until the next real estate power hour. Boom! I got to mention that Chad Hansen texted in. You know, he's the founder and CEO at Mojave Mortgage. And the Mojave Mortgage Circle Rocket will be at the Speedway this weekend. They're having races.
Oh, very good.
He's the pilot, co-pilot, head mechanic. No, he's not the head mechanic. But he is a good mechanic. I know that much.
Good.
All right. So, yeah, racing this weekend at Havasu 95 Speedway. Kind of surprised that it's as big a show as it is, aren't you? The Crossroads?
Yeah, you know.
360?
That's a lot of cars.
That's
yeah,
a lot that's a of
show.
Cars, yeah.
Dick Stiller is a great one at producing a car show. So
he's been on the show.
He's been on
several
number of times.
Yeah.
He's part of the Relics and Rods, and he's been instrumental in this show since the beginning of it. So
Right. Hey, don't forget, Vietnam Veterans Day is coming up this Friday. Gates open at 10:30. No RSVP required. And I have to see where that is. I don't see a location on here. Oh, it's at the fairgrounds, at the rodeo grounds. There you go, right? At the rodeo grounds. All right, my bad. And again, at 10:30, the gates open, and no RSVP required. We'll be talking to Mayor Cal Sheehy about that tomorrow. Yeah, pretty good segue, right?
Yes.
I just thought of that as I was reading it. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. If you want to know about anything from karate to politics to, I don't know, paleo diets, it's Sean Hannity. I'm telling you, man, the show's gotten just off the rails lately. All right, we'll see you next week, Jim.
You bet.
All right, back with more after news in a short break.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.